Gateway News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A cell phone video captured Wednesday night's deadly attack at a Southern California bar. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The video is disturbing and haunting. Dallas Knapp was inside the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California Wednesday night when suddenly gunshots were being fired. On his cell phone, Knapp recorded the attack and his escape from the carnage.
Guys, run! He's coming out this door!
A dozen people were killed in the shooting. Authorities believe the gunman, Ian David Long, ultimately killed himself. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump is expected to issue a proclamation to automatically deny asylum to migrants who enter the country illegally. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The president is expected to announce new regulations to speed up rulings on asylum cases, blocking anyone from claiming asylum if they didn't come into the U.S. through an official border crossing, spurred in part by the caravan of Central American migrants who've been walking for weeks toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The new asylum proclamation is expected to face court challenges. Thursday, a federal appeals court blocked the president from ending the DACA program that shields young adult immigrants from deportation, calling the decision arbitrary based on flawed legal theory. It will likely wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
California has declared a state of emergency in the northern part of the state as a wildfire has left a trail of destruction in its path. One fire official said the blaze had pretty much destroyed the town of Paradise. A number of injuries have been reported, and it is not clear if there have been fatalities. Authorities and media say the town is ablaze and thousands of structures have been leveled by the flames. The fire has burned more than 69 square kilometers and has forced the town's residents to evacuate. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters the United States remains committed to enforcing sanctions against North Korea until the country denuclearizes. VOA Steve Miller reports from Seoul.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that North Korea hasn't progressed enough on the denuclearization front to warrant lifting sanctions. She made the remarks prior to entering a closed-door UN Security Council session called by Russia to discuss the topic.
If you look at the resolutions and the way they were set up, was they specifically dealt with the threat of peace and security by weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. That threat's still there. They still have their facilities. They have still not allowed inspectors to go and inspect the nuclear facility or the ballistic missile facility. And as long as that's happening, we need to stay the course, and we will continue to do that.
Haley added that Washington had caught Moscow breaking North Korean sanctions and characterized the meeting as an attempt by Russia to strengthen ties with Pyongyang. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
With the exit of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, a potential showdown with newly energized congressional Democrats over the investigation of Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential election appears to be gaining momentum. The Washington Post Thursday, citing sources close to acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, reported he has no intention of recusing himself from overseeing the special counsel probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. That's because of comments he made about the investigation in his private capacity. Whitaker was Sessions' former chief of staff. Meanwhile, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway says this has already been addressed.
The president even said today, we spent millions of dollars a year and a half. There is no Russia collusion. I see many of you don't even use those words anymore. And we hope that this comes to a conclusion. We've done everything we can to comply and help it to come to a conclusion. And that's not going to change.
Asked whether Whitaker planned to consult the Justice Department ethics experts on whether he should recuse himself, a department spokeswoman said, we're following regular order here. A study released Thursday says that the U.S.-led war on terrorism has killed about 507,000 people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan during its 17 years, and it's showing a 22% increase in deaths in the past 2 years. The death toll includes U.S. and allied troops, civilians in the war zones, local military and police forces, as well as militants who have died from war violence, according to the report by Brown University's Cost of War Project. The report said the number of indirect deaths is several times larger than deaths caused by direct war violence, bringing the total death count to well over 1 million people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.